Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. A little Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. We're rocking and rolling here, talking about selling. We're talking about how to ring that cash register, how to get more contracts in 2010. And in the previous segments, I talked about the experience that people have with you. And I was using things that were a little more specific to business-to-business transactions. And I promise you, I would do that for business-to-consumers, like the retail folks out there on Main Street. Open your shop doors, whatever you're doing. Your customers primarily are consumers. Even if they're businesses, they're behaving as a consumer does. And so remember, in the age of the customer, the experience is everything, because you don't have anything else that differentiates you. Your products are available anywhere. I can get meatloaf, six ways around town. I don't have to just have your meatloaf. I can get my clothes dry cleaned, lots of places. I can get tires, 100 places, et cetera, et cetera. The products, the pricing, maybe even the service that you offer is not that remarkable, more than somebody else, not that much more than somebody else. And so you got customers, you do a better job than they do. So why do people keep going over there? Well, they like that experience. There's something about that experience that they like. So I'm not going to tell you how to open up your shop and wait on people. That's another conversation. We've done that before. I'll do that again. But that's part of the experience, obviously, but that's minimum. That's the threshold stuff. You got to have good food. You got to do a good job whatever you're doing for them. Whatever your business is, you gotta do that well and excellent, I should say. And that's threshold stuff. But if you're doing business to consumers, you've also got to help them. One of the ways to get that experience really good, make it where they have a good experience with you, a large part of this is what you do online. Do you have a website? What are you doing with that website? Your website doesn't have to be a world-class website. It just has to be a website. It has to have the address. It has to have directions. It has to have a phone number. And it has to have a phone number on the homepage so that when people do a local search, remember, folks, this is very important to you, to the experience of your customers. They're going to want to find you. They're going to want to call you. And they're going to be driving around. They're going to want to call you and ask a question or whatever, make a reservation or whatever. They're going to do a local search on their phone, and you have to be there. If you don't have a website, you won't be there. They're going to ask for pepperoni pizza in Peoria. And if you're a pizza parlor in Peoria and you're not there, they're going to go somewhere else. And even if they like you, even if they want your pizza, if they can't find you in this local search, they're going to go somewhere else. So this experience that you're having, that you're as a consumer, a business to consumer business, part of the experience is how convenient you make it for them to do business with you. And a big part of that is this online thing. Have the website, allow them to find you on local search. Make sure that when they find you in the local search, they go to Google and they search for pepperoni pizza in Peoria. They find you there. They can scroll down and find you. And then there's a little thing that happens with the phone number. If your phone number is not on your homepage, and I've seen this a lot lately, they have to go look for the phone number. Then if it's not highlighted on the page, if it's not hot on the page, then they got to dial it in. They don't like that. So if they can scroll down and it highlights your phone number, then they click, they call you, bada bing, bada bam, you got a pepperoni customer. That's how it works, folks. This is and so now that I know that you've made it easy for me to find you, to order my pizza on the way home or whatever it may be, whatever your business is, that's all part of the experience. And that tells me, you're telling me when you do that, you're telling me that you've anticipated how I live. You anticipated how I work, how I'm going to use your services, how I'm going to do business with you. You've anticipated that, and you've given me those options. And that's all part of the experience that's required today that we didn't have to do 20 years ago. 20 years ago, all you had to do is make good pizza. Today, everybody makes good pizza. Everybody does good dry cleaning. Everybody has great tires or whatever the job, whatever your business is. So remember, folks, whether it's business to business or business to consumer, the only way you can differentiate yourselves in the 21st century from everybody else that you compete with is the way customers feel about doing business with you and the experience that you give them. So think about that. Work on that this week. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And before I go, I'll be back after the news. But before I go, I want to remind you to keep in your prayers and in your thoughts and in whatever part of your heart that there's gratefulness, all the men and women standing a post on behalf of us around the world. God bless them. God be with them. We are proud of them. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.